More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. Every year about this time, thousands of people flock to Boise for the annual Tree Fort Festival, where you can hear hundreds of bands, you can do some yoga with goats, and hear some fantastic stories by some incredible storytellers. Boise State Public Radio is back at Story Fort this year, hosting producer and science journalist Ashley Ahern, who will talk about making her podcast Mustang. She'll do that on Friday at the Idaho State Museum. So here to tell us more about Story Fort and the second annual Eco Jam are Sam Berman, Story Fort Director and Commander, and Eric Strubar, Director of Eco Jam. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So, Sam, I mean, I'm going to ask the question, even though I think most people, you know a lot about Tree Fort and Story Fort already, but just in case folks don't, can you remind us what exactly Story Fort is?
So Story Fort is the literary arm of the Tree Fort Music Fest. And what that entails is we sort of match up with what, it all kind of goes from the top down. We match what the music does. So we have a lot of young writers in terms of people on their first and second books that are coming out that I think in 5 or 10 years are going to be the people that you're reading about that are winning, you know, National Book Awards and things like that. It's kind of this next generation of writers that from where I see it, that will all be out here reading for free throughout the weekend, which is very exciting for us.
Okay, Eric. And then for folks who missed it last year, what is Eco Jam?
Yeah, so the Eco Jam takes place tomorrow, March 20th at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Idaho State Museum. And it's a time dedicated to folks doing environmental work, whether they're a nonprofit or a youth advocacy group or outdoor recreationists. And it's a fun time. You know, we're going to kind of speed through 10 presenters and 10 groups talking about a variety of environmental work. There's going to be skits, sketches, videos, songs, some trivia. So it's a really great time to connect and learn about environmental work being done in Boise and the greater state of Idaho.
So, Eric, can you give us a couple of examples of who will be presenting at Eco Jam this year?
Sure. We have Boise State, Idaho Conservation League, Sierra Clubs, Climate Justice League, Neighborhood Sprouts, One Stone, Global Gardens. So a good variety of folks from the environment, like conservation world, to food, to outdoor recreation, to youth advocacy. So again, a good mix of folks doing different work, and it should be a good time.
So Eric, I'm curious, why is it important to bring more than, you know, just really good storytelling to Tree Fort? I mean, why do you focus on an eco message as well?
Yeah, you know, it's important because in Boise, we obviously have awesome nature around us. You know, there are many people that get outside on a daily basis, and there's just so much to do. And so conservation or environmentalism kind of takes part of that. You know, how do we maintain accessibility to these spaces? How do we allow all people to enjoy it? And of course, with environmentalism these days, there's a lot going on and there's a lot of challenges, but also a lot of solutions and a lot of work being done to address those challenges. So it's really cool that Tree Fort creates a space for this to allow folks to share the work that they're doing in the environmental space or in the outdoor space. And it's fun because a lot of the times these topics can be heavy or challenging to understand. And Eco Jam is definitely a space where we try to use levity and creativity to bring people in so they can learn and then, you know, get involved if they choose to afterward.
So Sam, can we talk a little bit about some of the folks who will be at Story Fort this year? I mentioned Ashley Ahern. Well, what will she be talking about exactly?
Well, she's going to be talking about her podcast, Mustang, and I know she's also going to be talking about a children's book that she authored. I mean, to go through, you know as well as anyone, to go through her stuff, she does just about everything. She might check the line on the way in, run security. She can kind of do anything and everything. So I know those are the two things that she's going to concentrate on, but I'm just excited to hear what she has to say.
Okay, so I'm also curious, Sam, about Car Crash Collective. Who is this, and why did you want to bring them to Story Fort?
Well, what I'm finding a lot when I go to New York and LA to do readings myself is a lot of like young women occupying the space and like really making their voices heard. And Car Crash Collective is an LA-based reading series hosted by Britton Aaron. And Brit just had her first book out, Parasocialite. She's an incredible writer. They're just two people that are passionate about literature, and they throw these readings that are a little bizarre, a little avant-garde, but like it's kind of the coolest thing going. And I look at the lineup for their readings and I'm like, wow, I would love to be there. So I just sent them a message and said, hey, you want to throw one of your crazy readings out here? And they were like, absolutely, we'll be there kind of thing. So I've not met them in person. I'm extremely excited to see what they come up with.
And then you also have another one, Sam. This is called Forever Magazine. What is this?
That's sort of the same deal. Two very powerful young women authors who Annika and Madeline, who run a magazine called Forever Magazine out of New York, and it's just about the coolest publication going, I would say, right now. It's where a lot of authors I look up to and whose work I really enjoy. They have pieces that come out there, and that was another one where I kind of knew someone who knew someone. And I'm at the point in my career where I can kind of get an email address and then I just sort of send it away. And people, I'm always so like surprised at people willing to go, yeah, I'd love to come check that out, because I do think Treefort Music Fest is like a special thing. It's different than AWP. It's different than any of the book fairs. I mean, it's a literary festival on the back of a giant music festival. And that's something that writers don't get to experience all the time. So it's been really fun for them to just explain to them what they're coming out here to do. And they go, really? Never done that before. That sounds like fun. So it's going to be a really good time.
And Sam, or Eric, is Storyfort free? Because I mean, parts of Treefort, I mean, you do have to pay for, but what about Storyfort?
No Storyfort event will you need any type of pass for. If you come to the Idaho State Museum, if you come to Ocho's, our schedule is on the Treefort Music Fest website schedule or the app. They will show up as just normal events because they are just normal events within the flow of the festival. But all of our events are open to the public. And that's a decision sort of made from the top down, where, especially with the nonprofit stuff, we want to be a service to the community as much as anything else. And we think this is stuff that we don't want to have behind a bracelet thing. I mean, that's for the rock stars, the music. We want anyone who's interested in any cause or any, I mean, right now, especially, you know, this, like, it reading is so important, and in itself is sort of a political statement right now in the state of Idaho. So do you want to come learn about books, learn about writers, learn about nonprofits? There is no one that's going to slow you down from doing that. Come on in, and we'd be happy and excited to have you.
And very quickly, when does Treefort start, and how long does it go? Because I mean, it's coming up.
Our first event is our kickoff mixer at the Lit Room, and that starts at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. And our last event is the Idaho Rising Voices Showcase, and that's Sunday afternoon at the Idaho State Museum. So we are,
Less
tomorrow
than
morning,
24 hours away.
afternoon. Yeah, it's coming. Please don't say that out loud again. It's giving me a lot, I got a lot to do.
I'm gonna let the two of you go. You have a lot of work to do. I want to thank you
Yeah.
though both for coming in. We've been talking with Sam Berman, Storyfort director, and Eric Strupar, the director of Eco Jam, talking about the Treefort Music Festival that's this week in Boise, tomorrow, if anybody's counting it down. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.